Chairperson, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My report covers the work of my office for the year to June 2023. It provides the key activities and statistics for the IGO's work during the period. I want, through my comments today, to draw out some key points and themes from the IGO's work and to add some observations that I hope will be useful. Your Excellencies, I want to frame my comments within the context of the IGO's five-year strategy, 2021 to 2026. This remains unchanged. Its core aim is to ensure that UNHCR has an effective, independent oversight system, giving confidence to UNHCR stakeholders over UNHCR's efficiency, economy, and effectiveness. This is crucial as demand on UNHCR's limited resources is ever increasing, stretching those resources further. UNHCR's oversight system is there not only to ensure that UNHCR is efficient and effective, but also to be fit for purpose in and of itself, and focused on things that have real impact. My report sets out the coherent set of actions taken by the IGO to deliver on this strategic aim. I look back on this last year and consider that good progress has been made on both the assurance and integrity oversight systems. Both have the various independent entities. Both have the various independent